It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Good morning, and thanks for tuning in today. Joining us on the show this week will be new Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. We'll talk to him about taking over the Tigers, his coaching staff, the schedule for the upcoming season, and more. So stay with us as we roll on here on the sideline report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Need cash fast? Contact ABC Finance now.
Are you concerned about your current financial situation?
At ABC Finance, we can help.
Hi, this is Savannah Seymour at the Princeton ABC Finance location.
And this is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville location.
At ABC Finance, we don't just provide loans, but we also provide valuable advice to help you get your credit in better standing.
Our friendly team of professionals has your best interest in mind, and we celebrate with you whenever your finances improve.
We encourage you to like our Facebook page, ABC Finance. Many of those useful tips are posted daily on our page, including tons of community info and motivation for the day.
Who couldn't use that? You can also visit us at abcfinanceonline.com, where you can even apply for loans online.
Or just give us a call and we can take your application over the phone. Or stop by. No appointment is needed and walk-ins are welcome.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
At Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky, you're treated like family. Because to them, family is everything. Johnson's has the reputation of helping customers with brands you can count on, like GE Appliances. Shop their selection of GE Appliances with premium finishes and features that make household chores easier, giving you time to do what matters. Bring home the long-lasting quality of GE Appliances today. Trust Johnson's for furniture, bedding, and appliances. Because you're like family, and family is everything.
Come by the Joint in Eddyville for mouth-watering smoked meats and flavorful sides, now with a brand new look. They've remodeled the interior to give you an even better experience and can't wait for you to see it. Stop by Tuesday through Sunday and enjoy the same great food and service you have grown accustomed to. Find the Joint online for more information and to book their catering services. The Joint is the perfect spot for a quick lunch or a fun night out. Come see for yourself. They can't wait to serve you.
Hello, this is Brad Harrelson with First Southern National Bank. There is little doubt that many are facing financial hardships in our country today. The statistics can be startling to look at, with as many as 70% of Americans having less than $1,000 saved for emergencies. While it can be easy to point fingers, the truth of the matter is that many folks lack the basic financial knowledge to avoid these pitfalls. To meet this need, First Southern has provided financial literacy resources so that the people of our communities can be better equipped to face the financial challenges life throws their way. We invite you to explore the Financial Literacy Resource Center at FSMB.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. As promised, Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung now joins us on the show. And coach, first of all, congratulations on the new job.
Thanks, Todd. I've been in Caldwell County for 20 years, so I'm excited about these new roles that I'm going to fill, and I'm looking forward to football starting on August 18th.
Yeah, you've been here a while, but we're able to hang in there, and now you're the head coach.
Yeah, I've been very blessed. You know, I've coached for Coach Gates. Coach came here with Coach Hatchell, but then I got to coach for Coach Gates, and then I coached 16 years for Coach Barnes and coached 1 year for Coach Will Barnes. And took 2 years as principal, and now I'm looking forward to getting back on the sideline.
What brought you to Caldwell County in the first place?
Well, I started coaching in 1998 at Greenwood High School for my defensive coordinator in high school, Greg Ulisewicz, and I coached 3 years there. I decided to go back to school and finish my teacher education, so I coached at Graves County for 1 year when I was student teaching, and I coached for Coach Hatchell when I was there. So then I went to Fulton County for my first teaching job, and at the end of that year, I had a choice to make. Coach Gallagher was retiring, and they offered me the head coaching job, and then Coach Hatchell called and said, you want to come to Caldwell County? And I knew a little bit about Caldwell County and knew what a good tradition they had here, and I wanted to be a part of that. So I came to Caldwell County in 2003 and have been here ever since.
Wow. So Was being a head coach something that was kind of on the radar all along?
Well, when I got into coaching, I always wanted to eventually be a head coach. But where I was always very important. I didn't just want to be a head coach to be a head coach. I wanted to be a head coach at a school that had a strong program, good community support, a traditional good football program. And when I coached for Coach Hatchell, and after Coach Gates left, Coach Barnes came, and we were so close, and we were very good friends. And I really enjoyed coaching for him, so I just stayed. I applied for some jobs along the way and came close to getting some jobs, but I was always very satisfied coaching for Coach Barnes. I wanted my collar to play at Caldwell County, so I feel like, you know, sometimes being happy and coaching with guys that you really like being around is more important than just having some title. So that's why I chose to stay here, and I'm looking forward to being the head coach now.
What type of impression did each of the head coaches you've been an assistant coach for kind of leave on you?
Well, Coach Ulasewicz was intense, and he was super passionate about the game, and he coached me, and I knew that going in with him. And so that, I learned that from him. I coached for Coach Hatchell, and he was very organized. His offense was pretty simple. It was a different style of offense I had to learn coaching for him. And I coached for Coach Gates, as you know, and Coach Gates was a super interesting guy. He was very colorful, very funny, really taught me a lot about how to relate to kids and relate to community members because he was outstanding at that. He was very much loved. And then when I coached for Coach Barnes, he had a very different demeanor than I was used to, but he was such an outstanding, intelligent football coach, and he taught me things, and he taught, you know, how watching film and practice schedules. He just grabbed me right away as far as his football intellect. And one thing that Coach Barnes did, Coach Barnes could coach any position, and he knew it all. He studied football very much, and after I coached for him for a little while, we had a good relationship and talked football. You know, he gave me. When he learned to trust me, he pretty much gave me the reins for coaching the offensive line and I coached linebackers, defensive line, and ended up being the defensive coordinator. And he trusted me and let me do my thing, and I appreciate that. One thing about coaching is he really taught me how to be a football coach. You know, I had played football and played college football, but those things don't really teach you how to be a football coach until you actually get your hands on it and really get to do it. And he was the first one to really unleash that part of the coach for me.
Now, when you talk about being a head coach, do you still have kind of a specialty? Is there an area of the team that you still want to focus on?
Well, you know, I've always coached offensive line. It's something that I played offensive line, and it's a position that I'm super familiar with. It's not a position I have to study as much or learn new things. I feel very comfortable in coaching that. But I've also coached when I was defensive coordinator, I coached linebackers. It got kind of hard. We lost a coach somewhere. I can't remember exactly who we lost. But I started off just coaching outside linebackers. And then my last few years I picked up outside and inside linebackers. And that was a little bit of a challenge because that was two really different positions at the same time. So most of my coaching on the defensive side has been the front guys. But when you're defensive coordinator, you got to get familiar with all of it. I feel pretty familiar with every position on defense.
You mentioned Coach David Barnes, and fair to say that he was a big film guy, that was a big deal. Yeah. And do you kind of look at yourself that way, that you really like to take a look at that other team and really dissect what the other team is trying to do?
I love watching film. I have some traditions when I was coaching that I did, and I really look forward to picking them back up. It's kind of weird, but I like to get up early on Saturday mornings after games and get the exact same meal at Taco John's. and go back to school and watch film for 4 or 5 hours in Saturday mornings, and then we come together on Sundays to talk about the plan. But I enjoy watching football film. It's one of my favorite things to do. Of course, it's made it easier with Huddle. Huddle is the online film watching we have now. You know, we're not having to trade tapes or DVDs. We're not having to take a million notes. Huddle is awesome. It makes watching film so much more enjoyable.
Because you guys used to have to get up on Saturday morning and meet the other coaches someplace, right? You had to try to trade films.
Yeah, it was terrible. You'd spend an hour driving to meet somebody, an hour driving back, and then you'd spend an hour or two duping the films to give out to the assistant coaches. And now I can start watching film on Friday night right after the game. I can watch it on my phone. I can watch it on any computer. I don't know if I would come back to coaching if we didn't have it.
Well, and the good thing is the kids also have accessibility, so it's not just a case of watching film when you're in the team room.
Yeah.
They can watch the film anytime.
They can watch it anytime, and there's all kinds of ways they can manipulate the film. They can type. You can write on the film. You can do the John Madden circles and arrows on the film. You can voice over the film. It's really an amazing tool for a high school football coach.
Now, going back to getting the head coaching job here, you kind of had to do some musical chairs, I think, with jobs to make that work out, but you were able to pull that off.
Well, there were some jobs coming open in our central office that I was interested in this year, and I applied for them, and I got one of them, and the hours of those jobs are pretty much daytime hours, unlike high school principal, where I'm covering all kinds of events, sporting events, band concerts, choir meetings, FFAs, banquets. There's just tons of stuff for a high school principal to do that didn't allow me to coach. But I feel like this new job is going to free up my afternoons and allow me to get back on the field with these kids. I'm super excited about it. I mean, coaching is what really got me into education. So, you know, I'm nearing the end of my career, my last 6 or 7 years. So I consider it a blessing to, one, to have a new job. I like a new job, a new challenge. So I'm really looking forward to being the food service director. And the bonus is getting to go back to coaching football.
Now, where do you stand as far as getting back to day-to-day operations with football, and when will you really take over everything full-time?
Well, Coach Riley and Coach McGowan are running spring practice right now, and they're doing a great job. We got as good a numbers as we've seen in the spring. I think they had about 30 kids out there in the spring, which is good. You know, I still work till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I'm trying to – I want to make sure that I do the right thing by the principal job and see it all the way through. But I'll be able to get out there some in May and June to help those guys. And then after July 10th, we're going to be full go.
Yeah. Now that you've been in administration, though, and you still kind of kept up with the football program, but do you look at it a little differently? Do you think you have a better feel for what the football program needs or the coaches need now that you've been an administrator?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I learned from, you know, when you're a coach, you always see it from the coach's side. And as an administrator, I have gotten to see more of the financial side, the athletic department side, the administrative side, the dealing with officials side, dealing with the organizations, the coaches association, stuff like that. So I feel like I've been a part of all of it now. So I do have a different perspective, and I think that'll help me as I transition into this job.
Yeah. Fair to say that maybe your main sports thing the last year or two has been going to tennis matches?
I've been to all the tennis matches, all the girls' soccer games, baseball games, basketball games. So I won't have to go to all that stuff. I will still go, but high school principal is a very busy job. There's many, many days. You know, I get to school about 6:30 so I can change the announcements for each day, and if anybody calls in sick, I like to be at school, and there's been a lot of nights at 6:30 to 9 or 9:30 at night, so hopefully I won't have as many of those.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell County football head coach Aaron McClung, recently named the new football head coach at Caldwell County. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report, but we'll be back with more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to make sure you and your family are financially taken care of for life. Call Josh Ray with Woodman Life at 270-625-0307.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 40 with clear skies. And then this afternoon, we can expect some increasing cloud cover, high of 73. By Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers after midnight. Mostly cloudy skies, low around 51. Friday, showers and thunderstorms are possible in the mid to late afternoon. Going into the evening, a high of 65. Southeast winds could be as high as 20 miles an hour. And then by Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are expected through and after the midnight hour. Mostly cloudy with a low around 55. But back to right now, an overnight low of 40. And by this afternoon, some increasing cloud cover and a high of 73.
Life is busy. We get it. That's why at First Southern National Bank, we are launching a new experience for customers. Our drive-thrus are being replaced with full-access banking lanes that utilize new technology to give you greater convenience. You can now do almost everything you could do inside the bank or at the ATM, all from your car. Tellers are available via video to assist you if needed, and bank services now have extended hours. Learn more at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, sports fans. You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Landmark of Catawba is in need of nurses and CNAs. They're paying very competitive wages, more than most facilities. Other benefits include sign-on bonus, daily pay if wanted, attendance bonus, extra shift bonus, and full-time employees are eligible for insurance. If you're interested in working in a home-like environment, taking care of very special people, bring resume or stop in to fill out an application. Landmark of Catawba is a rehabilitation and nursing center located at 1253 Lake Barkley Drive, Catawba, Kentucky.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
Something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Caldwell County football head coach Aaron McClung in the studio with us today, and glad he could come in and take some time to talk about the new coaching position at Caldwell County. And Aaron, you talked briefly there about your coaching staff and how long you've actually been around the program yourself. And at Caldwell County, it's kind of a unique situation because you look back 20 years and there haven't been a whole lot of changes on the football coaching staff.
No, the assistant coaches have been very consistent. In 2003, when I came, Coach McGowan was here already. And then that same year, Coach Riley and Coach Stallings took the jobs running the middle school football program. So a lot of us, pretty much all of us, started in 2003 here. Wayne was here before. And then Josh Young, he played for us. So he goes back to about probably 2011 or 12 or so. So all of those guys have been here a while. Stephen Wood is coming over to help us coach. He used to be the head coach at Hopkins Central. He's going to be the only new guy on our staff.
So, jobs and already everything lined up for the new staff, so you're pretty much right ready to go?
I have an awesome staff. And people don't realize about coaching, especially football, how important that is because you can have a great head football coach, and if he has weak assistants, he's probably going to struggle. I think football, more than any other sport, your assistants can make or break you. And I feel like I have an outstanding group. I would, experience-wise, I would put them against any staff in the state. You know, Coach Stallings is going to be the offensive coordinator. He's going to be great. He's got a lot of experience, play calling experience, played quarterback here. Coach McGowan's going to be the defensive coordinator. He's been the defensive coordinator before. Me and him have worked very closely. The years I was defensive coordinator, we were in on all decisions. Coach Riley used to be the middle school head coach, and he's going to be my assistant head coach. Coaches the defensive line. He's super smart. He's super organized. He takes care of a lot of stuff that goes unnoticed on top of being a good football coach. So Josh is a good young coach. He was a great receiver here. He's going to coach our receivers and our cornerbacks. And then Coach Wood's going to come in here. He's a former high school head coach, and he's going to coach our running backs. So I'm pumped. I think my staff's going to be great, and can't wait to get together.
Do you kind of have an overall plan for the program, and not just the high school team, but maybe the middle school program? And are you interested in youth leagues and all those kind of things working together?
Well, I'm the son of a youth football coach. My dad has been coaching Little League football since 1984. So I know how important the youth leagues are, and I plan on going to all the games. I'd go to all of them if I could, but youth football is where it starts, and the coaching at that level is vitally important. So I hope to get out there and see those kids play, get to know those kids, and see how their coaches are doing, offer any assistance if they need assistance. You know, we have a new middle school coaching staff as well. And almost all those guys played for the coaches that are at the high school. Matt Wilson is the new head coach. Carl Copeland is helping him. Carl played for Waney. He was before me. Jeremy Dalton played offensive line for me. He's helping. Alan Getz is helping. He played for us in those 2011 to 15 years. Charlie Traylor is helping. He played receiver in those years. So, you're kind of – David Barnes left a big stamp on the Caldwell County football program, so you're seeing that. You're seeing that now with what our coaching staff is like. So,
what is the one thing maybe you're looking most forward to as far as being a head coach?
Ah, man, Todd, I just want to win.
That's always good. People like winners.
What I don't like about football is practicing without preparing for somebody. So, spring practices and early season fall practices are fun, but there is just something about going in on Monday and putting in a game plan and watching film and preparing to play somebody that just gets me pumped. The strategizing as you do throughout the week, everything you do leading up to the game is just an experience that can't be duplicated, man. And especially when you come up with a plan and it works.
Yeah.
It's just so satisfying on a Friday night after a game. So that's my favorite thing about coaching.
Well, that kind of leads me into the next question. And as far as an offensive philosophy goes, of course, it was no big secret that David Barnes and Will Barnes both liked to use the system.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Pat Gates was kind of an old pro set guy.
Yeah.
Anthony Hatchell, I think, liked to run the ball a whole lot and kind of got into that kind of game. But do you kind of have a preferred way you'd like to see the offense run?
I was an offensive line coach on all those teams with Sindelar and Shane Burns where we were – just incredible on offense. So I believe in the spread offense and the system and what Tony Franklin showed us. I know that it works. Coach Will Barnes, he did some of the more innovative stuff that Tony taught. And I don't know if I'm really on top of it to do everything that he did. So I could see us maybe taking a step back with our spread stuff with what we did more under Coach Barnes. And there's some other wrinkles. Me and Coach Salins have already been talking about it that we look forward to doing. We may get under center a little bit. You may see a fullback from time to time. So we think that maybe if we simplify our spread stuff, we may be able to add another aspect of another style of offense to that. We had a lot of us when we first went to the system in 2006. We ran a very basic form of the spread off the system offense, and we were really good right off the bat. We kept it simple, we played fast, and we got to just try to get the ball in our athletes' hands. So, So we'll probably move back closer to our roots.
Well, I remember when David Barnes first came here, he would run some power eye occasionally. Yeah. But at some point along the way, I think a quarterback fumbled the ball somewhere, and he decided he was never going to put his quarterback under center again. So that's why he took all those shotgun snaps. But do you see expanding the offense, like you said, in different ways?
Oh yeah, we're gonna do some things under center with two backs in the backfield more than probably you've seen in the last few years. I don't know if we have a back like we've traditionally have had. There's been so many good running backs that have played here since I came here, going back to Rodney Bell and Jalen and Derek Hollowell, Javonte Riley, and I don't know if we have a back like that. So you may see some two back stuff, you're going to see some power. And you know, a lot of it's going to be dictated by, you know, what the defense gives us. You know. So I could see us coming out in a spread, and if they're giving us personnel or a front that we can line up in an I formation, run the football, don't be surprised if you see a little bit of that.
But the spread offense itself has kind of evolved a little bit. I don't think anybody's running the spread today the way they were running it 15 years ago.
Well, no, it evolves a lot. I think you're seeing more running out of the spread now. I think a lot of people are realizing that you can spread the field and you get people out of the box. There's less people for you to block. So, you know, I think that the spread, and even with what Coach Barnes has done Will Barnes has done in his 3 years, he ran the ball more than he threw the ball. So, you know, I think that we'll continue that trend. I do think I almost said Oliver. I do think Luke is going to be a more polished passer this year. You know, there are some different things. I didn't coach the offensive line last 2 years. Coach Riley did. I do think there's some things protection-wise that we're going to tweak a little bit that will give him more time in the pocket. You know, we return a lot of linemen. That's going to make us better. So,
defensively, what would be your kind of philosophy on that side of the football?
Well, the 3-4 that we've been running, and that's my defense. When I became defensive coordinator in 2011, we were 4-3, and we stayed in a 4-3. We played in the state championship, we were 4-3. And then I think the next year we had four good linebackers come up. You know, we had Hunter Van Hooser, Dylan Gray, Will Bashir, Caleb Burden, Trevor Davis. We had a bunch of linebackers, so we switched to a 3-4, and then, you know, that was a defense that I was very familiar with too, and we've stuck with that too, and I think we'll stick with the 3-4 because it's a very versatile defense. We still do see a lot of spread teams, and the 3-4 kind of gives you some matchups that we like, so I think we'll probably stay with the 3-4.
You know, the great thing about football is you can win different ways.
Yeah, there's tons of different ways you can win. You know, and coaches can outsmart themselves by overthinking things. So I think my job will be to help my coordinators make things simple enough so our kids can, you know, if kids are having to think about stuff, they don't play as fast. So we want to make things simple and fast and efficient.
I know when David Barnes was head coach, and I'd always kind of kid him a little bit. I'm like, do you want to play a 50-49 game, or do you want to play, you know, 7-6? And he's like, as long as we have one more point than the other team, that's all that matters.
That is all that matters. And, you know, a lot of my years as defensive coordinator, you know, we would give up a lot of points, and one of the reasons that we would give up a lot of points is because we were always on the field, because the defense would score in one play, and then the other team would have a 15-play drive, then we would score in two plays, and then so my defense would be back on the field. I think there were some years in there where we probably played more defensive snaps than any team in the state.
Yeah.
It just seemed like we were always on the field. You remember that, because you used to always gripe about time of possession. We never won time of possession.
No, and it was never close. You know, I mean, you'd have the ball for 12 minutes, and the other team would have it for 30. But it was always interesting, though, because the whole point of the spread, at least initially I thought, was to go fast. You were trying to run 80 plays a game. I'm not sure that's exactly the way things are planned out today, but, back then it was go fast. And like you said, when you had all those talented players – we had a bunch of drives that were two or three plays, and we'd score a touchdown.
It was we had an amazing run there for a little while. I think about the receivers that we had then. It was you couldn't double team anybody, and then you had to worry about Jalen in the backfield. Yeah. They were crazy good.
Looking ahead to this fall, schedule appears to be a challenging one. Some big schools on that schedule. What's kind of your first thought when you look at the 2023 football schedule?
It is a challenging schedule when you just look at the schools, especially the size of the schools. But I don't feel like it's an overwhelming schedule. I feel like we'll be improved. We return a lot of kids. And one thing that I've noticed over – I've kind of felt like the talent level in Western Kentucky has been down as a whole, like talent-wise. So I look at these schools and, you know, even though they're big, I feel like we're going to be competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, Hopkins Central, we've played them in the years past. I feel like that's a school we can compete with. I feel like Madisonville North is a school we compete with. You know, Union County graduated a lot last year. They were really good last year. But Graves County, I feel like that, you know, we played them a few years ago. I don't think they're as good as they were when we played them previously. So I think we can be competitive. McCracken County had a down year last year. I feel like, you know, that they're a big school, but we can be competitive. Christian County, we played competitively last year, and then we get in our district. And so this is, you know, I've told some people this. You know, we want to win a state championship here. Caldwell County is a school that wants to be competitive for a state championship. And if you want to compete for a state championship, you play good people during the season to prepare you for a deep playoff run. If you look at, you know, Mayfield is the perennial power in Western Kentucky. They're in our district. This schedule is very similar to the schedule that they play. So I want to beat Mayfield. So if we're going to beat Mayfield, I really feel like we need to go out and play a schedule comparable to what they play.
If there's a scary aspect to the schedule, it's that maybe there's no Ballard Memorial or Fort Campbell type teams on there, and no disrespect to those teams, but you know they've had some down years and aren't maybe as strong as those other guys. But from a fan standpoint, that's a very fan-friendly schedule because all of those games are relatively short drives and some good teams come in here too.
Yeah, and for our athletic budget, these are games that people, they're going to bring fans. They're stadiums that are big enough to host our fans. So for the fans, this is a great schedule. They're going to see good, probably the best football teams in Western Kentucky.
When you look at the new Class 2A First District this year, though, there's no off night in the district.
No, and that's okay too. There's one other 2A district that is really kind of stacked. I think it's the one with LCA in it. Are they still 2A?
I think so.
And our district, we're by far the best 2A districts in the state. So with how the playoff system is set up and the RPI, you know, we don't have to play. There's a chance if we have a really good year and we could, you know, whatever happens in the Mayfield game, we could play in the state championship. If we both have the highest two RPIs, we may not meet until the state finals.
Right.
So you don't have to rematch somebody in the first or second round.
Yeah.
So.
And you don't necessarily see somebody from your region in that third round anymore.
Exactly. So. You're gonna play the sister district in the first two rounds. That I can't remember all the teams right now with the moves that's in that district, but there's nobody in that district that just I'm scared of. I guess Owensboro Catholic is in that district. But, well, you know, we can beat all those teams, and then when you get in the third round, you get RPI'd.
Yeah. So. Well, there was some thought back when the realignment was going on of maybe moving up to Class 3A and having a little different look, but what were kind of your thoughts as far as potentially moving up in class?
I think you ought to play in the class the size you are. I think a lot of people wanted to move up to avoid Mayfield. And I'm going to be honest with you, Todd. I was born in Mayfield and lived in Mayfield. And I'd play them 10 times. I want to beat them. Yeah. I want to beat them. You know, that's my goal. If you want to win a state championship, you want a real test. And what better test can you have to go play a team that contends for a state championship every year? You got to find out how good you are. And, you know, if you lose a regular season game, that's not the end. You know, I remember in 2012, we opened the season with Callaway County, and they beat us. And they won three games the whole year, and we went and played in the state championship. So that what they, those losses we had that season, they, every time we lost that season, we learned we're not as good as we think we are. We got work to do. And that's why we were able to make it to the state finals.
District play going to be challenging, though. You look at Mayfield. Murray's got a new head coach. Crittenden County, I thought, had a really good year last year. I think, you know, they're going to be strong again. So you look at those three teams and then Caldwell in that district. And like you say, that's a pretty compact, really tight, competitive district.
Good. Be entertaining football, yeah. Todd.
It will be.
Good crowds. Every game will be good crowds. Murray has a new coach, Coach Cunningham. You got Gage at Crittenden County. I think he's a great coach. He's a super nice guy. But I look forward to avenging that loss from last year. I look forward to a chance to get out and coach against him. I think he does a great job. And, of course, Mayfield Mayfield comes here.
Yeah. So. And the new Murray coach played for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, yeah. Played on national championship team at Marshall University. Yeah. And, yeah, pretty neat.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. We need to get to another timeout here on the show, but we'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Little River Vet Clinic, Doctors Todd and Joanna Freeman have the experience to take care of your small and large animals. Follow Little River Vet Clinic on Facebook and find them on Glenwood Mill Road in Cadiz.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We have an overnight low of 40 with clear skies by this afternoon. We can expect some increasing cloud cover with a high of 73. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers arrives after the midnight hour. Mostly cloudy skies, low around 51. Friday, showers with thunderstorms possible after 4 o'clock. High of 65. Southeast winds could be as high as 20 miles an hour. And then Friday night, a 60% chance of precipitation and thunderstorms possible through and after the midnight hour. Mostly cloudy skies, low around 55. But back to right now, we've got an overnight low of 40, and by this afternoon, a high of 73.
Hello, I'm Sheila Gates with Farmers Bank. Is your money working hard or hardly working? With a Farmers Bank certificate deposit, you get a safe investment with a predictable return on your hard-earned dollars. Call today and see how we can make rising interest rates a good thing for your bottom line. For a limited time only, ask about our new money promotion that gives you an even higher rate. Farmers Bank, live unique, bank unique, member FDIC. Terms apply.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Use Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Use in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripipe. When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves a Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustment, and quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down, 0% APR for 48 months, or save $300.
Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Test drive one today at H&R Agripower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Talking football this morning with new Caldwell County head coach Aaron McClung. And glad he could join us in the studio. And Aaron, big question here. What is your opinion on where the overall state of high school football is these days? And if you could change anything, what would it be?
Oh, wow, that's a tough question. I think it seems like the high school football numbers and talent are down a little bit across this area of the state. I don't know. There could be a variety of reasons. You know, kids have more stuff to do. I don't know if kids are – maybe they're not as athletic as they used to be, but it seems like they're a little down, and it's not just here. So Maybe it's so many other sports offerings that they have now, but it does seem like the talent level is a little down across this end of the state. What was the second part of the question?
If you could make any changes to high school football, what would they be?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I used to be against this, but I'm kind of seeing the light on it of going. I wouldn't be against going back to a four-class system or putting just the top two teams in the playoffs. I think football football is a sport, I feel like, that has to have purpose behind it because it's such a violent and physical sport. I don't feel like you should just play games. I'm not a big proponent of all-star games or exhibition-type games. I feel like games should have real purpose behind them. So it wouldn't hurt my feelings to see us either trim the playoff teams or go to a four-class system because it makes the regular season game so much more valuable and so much more intense. It's just you look at stuff happening in society with the concussions and other types of physical ailments that kids have, maybe we're playing too much. When I was a kid, we didn't start football practice until August. And it just seems like we create sports just to last year round for kids, and I don't know if we need that.
Well, yes, because if you make the state championship game in football, you're playing your 15th game of the season, and that's not counting your two scrimmages.
Yeah, 17 games, that's an NFL season.
Yeah. And kids aren't getting paid, but like you say, physically, I think football takes a toll on players more than maybe any other sport does.
It does. It's a great game. I think it's the best game because it can really put you in situations where you have to overcome adversity. You have to communicate with people. It's the ultimate team game. But it's also a game that you could, knock on wood, you don't want to sustain a serious injury. But, accidents happen. But, the game, it's a great game. I owe a lot to the game. It's a character-building game. It's a character-exposing game as well. So,
well, you've mentioned that you want to win. You want to win championships. But as you look at the overall program at Caldwell County, the football program, what would be your goals? In your time as head coach, what are your goals to be the Caldwell County football head coach?
Well, ultimately my goal is to produce successful young men that are leaders. In another interview I did, in my 23 years of coaching, I've coached four valedictorians and a salutatorian, and they all played center in 23 years. And that when they asked me about it, that's the first thing I mentioned because, those guys were all great football players.
Yeah.
And they asked me how I don't think I've had an All-State guy. I may have honorable mention, but I've coached lots of great football players.
Yeah.
I also coached some great football players that were valedictorian, and I'm super proud of those guys. I coach guys that are superintendents of other school districts now. I've coached guys that are doctors. I've coached guys that are lawyers, and that is, that's one of my most things that make me the most proud because, I want to raise good men or coach good men that go out and get good jobs and raise families and improve our society.
Now, do you have your plans set for this summer and what you guys are going to do to get ready for this fall?
I do. I did the summer calendar. I revised our summer calendar today. We'll be practicing in the mornings after school gets out and in June. And then after the dead period is over, we'll come back and we'll start practicing at 4 o'clock every day until August 18th.
Are you a big 7-on-7 guy during the summer?
Not really. I'm an offensive line guy. We'll do a little bit. We'll go play a little 7-on-7, but experience is good, but we play some people that think that they really did something when they won a 7-on-7 game, but you're playing flag football really. I like to give the receivers a chance to run routes and the quarterbacks a chance to, but it's not football. It's not real football.
Well, big question, though, where do you stand on the latest season of The Mandalorian? Have you got all the way through it? What are your thoughts?
I got all the way through it, and it was visually, it was action, good action. It was entertaining. I thought the story was pretty shallow. I expected some kind of twist at the end, so that was a little disappointing, but I did watch the Ahsoka preview today, and it looks awesome.
Now, are you a big sci-fi guy or a Star Wars guy?
No, I'm a sci-fi guy. I like science fiction. I like a certain type of hero. I like, I like all the science fiction stuff.
Because, sometimes we get together and we compare notes on the latest show we're watching.
Yeah, I do. I like good TV. I like good stories. I like certain types of stories. I'm probably a typical man in many ways. I made my daughter watch Conan the other day, and it wasn't as good as I remembered, and she thought it was pretty lame.
Yeah. I've noticed sometimes when you go back and watch shows from like the 80s, they don't hold up the way you remember them from the 80s, so I'm not sure, but you watch the Marvel movies and those kind of things?
I do. I do watch them. They're okay. I get a little too much of superhero stuff. Sometimes I just they don't interest me that much. But, yeah, I like them.
Yeah, the Star Wars shows, though, are getting tough to keep up with because Disney keeps putting out so many of them that you just can't quite keep up with all of them.
And tomorrow you got Visions, the new season of Visions drops.
Yeah.
So some of those are okay.
I never saw the Andor version, movie, the series. So
I thought that was kind of boring. I like Star Wars, so it was okay, but it didn't seem very Star Warsy. Like there's no Jedi, there's no lightsabers, there's no stormtroopers, there was no space. So it didn't seem like a Star Wars show.
It's all fun to keep up with, though.
It is.
Well, congratulations again on getting the head football coaching job at Caldwell County, and can't wait till football season. Always enjoy football season, and seems like the summer is the longest time as you wait to get there, but August will be here before you know it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I feel good. Our scrimmages have changed, too. We've got Owensboro Catholic off and Owensboro Senior, so we ought to have a little easier scrimmages, and hopefully that'll get us ready for August 18th.
All right. Appreciate you coming in and talking football with us.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung here on the Sideline Report. Appreciate him stopping by the studios and talking with us. And that will wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report here on WPKY. This is Todd Griffin of YourSportsEdge.com and WPKY Radio. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.